I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Weeks of explosive protests and clashes with police in Kenya left over 40 people dead. Kenyan President William Ruto lit the fuse when he proposed a new tax bill that would spike the cost of basic goods. Hundreds of thousands of protesters flooded the streets, mostly young people. Nearly 60% of Kenyans are younger than 25. In times of unrest, it's harder if you don't have Christ. Pray for the church in Kenya to reach young people with gospel hope. From Nehemiah with FMI.
Our partner said, please pray for the President William Ruto, government officials and decision makers to have wisdom and discernment in addressing the financial crisis. Ask God to guide them in making just and effective decisions. He added that please pray for peace to prevail in Kenya in this financial unrest.
Then the Taliban's domination of Afghanistan is not without threads of hope. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says,
there just aren't any churches there. The ones that were there aren't in existence. And when you think of 65 million speakers of the Pashto language and only 20,000 known Christians, and most of them are gone, there's a huge need.
Last month, Keys for Kids raised $50,000 to begin translating their storyteller resources into Pashto. The project is in partnership with FMI.
We're talking about solar-powered MP3 players that have scripture and Keys for Kids stories that point kids to scripture. And so, because it's easy to understand, everybody can listen to it, everybody can understand it.
Pray earnestly as their partners risk their lives in coming months to record and then carry the resources into Afghanistan. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.